On this week's Arts Page, the 5th Arts in the Park Visual Arts Edition. Stay tuned. The 2017 edition of Arts in the Park happened last weekend. Three glorious days of fashion, music and visual arts. Coordinated by the Entertainment Division of the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, the multi-spatial art affair took place at various locations in Kingston, including the National Gallery of Jamaica and sections of Devon House. Exhibitions, live performances and demonstrations formed part of the activities. A workshop was also held for professionals. Participant Sherri-Ann Crooks says Arts in the Park provided a unique chance to rub shoulders with artists and other specialists.
The workshops have been a fantastic opportunity to learn more about the art world. It has been an opportunity to be exposed to other professionals, to hear from them. You get an opportunity to meet owners of galleries, so you have an opportunity to showcase your work to persons who can help you to grow your career in the field. So it has been wonderful.
From technocrats to buyers to enthusiasts, Arts in the Park created the perfect potpourri. Senior Director of Entertainment in the Ministry, Gillian McDaniel, says all key indicators of success were evident on the weekend.
All of this for us is a confluence and a convergence of different things happening at the same time. So there is the Edna Manley College's final year show. Style Week is happening this weekend as well. So we're able to actually look at fashion as art, art as fashion, look at the biennial, look at student development. The visual arts exhibition through the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission is also happening at the Conference Center. So there are just a lot of creative and art-related things that are happening in this particular period. And so it made sense for the ministry to utilize that as a springboard to showcase the visual arts in Jamaica.
She says she is also looking forward to the new partnerships that will flow from interactions between artists and international guests. Culture and Entertainment Minister Olivia Grange is still reflecting on the magnificent turnout.
What we have been able to do this time around is to have the National Gallery, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, Edna Manley College, and private individuals to all come together and to be a part of Arts in the Park. And it's not only about the visual arts, but it's also about the performing arts. And it has turned out to be very successful. At the center of Brand Jamaica is our culture, our entertainment, and the creative industry.
Minister Grange promises growth in the coming years, with plans to expand the three-day event. One grateful artist is Terrain Campbell, who got the opportunity to showcase his wares with hopes of catching a sale.
I think it's amazing for the whole layout, the setup, you know. Just getting a chance to display your works properly, persons getting a chance to move around freely. The mixture, the diversity of the different arts, from pottery to clay making to live painting. Arts in the Park need to be like an Arts in the Park every month. Yeah, because it's giving us that exposure that we need as young artists to really explore.
Another major event featured was the closing of the Jamaica Biennial, mounted by the National Gallery of Jamaica, NGJ. After the panel discussions, veranda talks and viewings, Executive Director of the NGJ, Dr. Verley Poupe, had this to say.
Jamaican art is alive and well, I would say, and there's a lot more to come. You know, you can really see the growth curve in terms of the levels of energy, the international interest, which has really been increasing significantly. So, you know, there is already a significant legacy in terms of Jamaica's historical achievements, but there's a lot more to come.
This year's event, with full support from its partners, has left patrons in eager anticipation for the next staging. But in the meantime, there are a few events coming up this weekend to keep art lovers occupied. The Alpha Institute's 137th anniversary dance happens tonight at the Spanish Court Hotel, and the 17th Powerful Women and Men Perform for Charity takes place on Sunday at 6 p.m. at the National Indoor Sports Center. Gates open at 4 p.m. And that's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a fantastic weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.